This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I got Fabio in the house. I got, you know what? No, I forgot. I got little Vinny.
Little Vinny.
Little Vinny, you know what? Who's got a bobblehead of himself? I don't know what the hell my girlfriend was thinking about, but look at this. Guys, what are we here? We're going to talk about La Partida di Ieri. We're going to talk about this Curva Sud fiasco. We're going to talk about who's coming, who's going. We got some Patreon questions. A nice little discussion for us today, Fabio. But what's going on in Long Island over there? Are you ready? You know, like Triple H would say back, are you ready?
Vinny, I'm always ready. But if the people are not ready, that's a different story. But you know what? If they're here, right, they're probably subscribed. If they haven't, well, there's only one thing they got to do. You got to subscribe, people. Hit that notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live. And anytime we're dropping a new video, smash the like button, leave a comment, follow us on all of our socials. And if you want to support the channel, best way to do is on Patreon or Super Chat tonight. Get your comments in there. The winning ways have begun. We got Little Vinny.
Little Vinny says, let's get the show on the road, shall we?
Yes.
Let's go. Cari amici sportivi, welcome to an edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Everything we talk, everything Milan, e dutaralle pe ubar. That's how they would say it in Barese. Vinny T, Fabio from Long Island. By the way, Fabio, do you know how they say at what time tomorrow morning in Barese?
No.
Okay, so in Italian would be a che ora domani mattina, right? In Calabrese, a che ora domani mattina. In Barese, I shit you not, a ceo cremate. So, in that kind of language, the Barese, you know, they came in, they got great tarallis, and we're going to talk about that very soon. But first and foremost, before we begin, guys, shout out prayers and thoughts and prayers for Stevie P. Some people will say he's stuck in Cuba because of this Air Canada fiasco. But and we know that he's been he's stuck there for scouting. He's scouting even more players for Milan, and I don't know what kind of Cuban players he's looking at over there. But CVP, get back home soon, buddy. We love you. Hopefully everything turns out well for you. I wanted to show you something, Fabio. Hell froze over this weekend. Hell froze over, guys. Facebook Frank.
In the flesh.
Facebook Frank is there. He's in Montreal. He's busy.
You guys take a second picture here. I mean, Frank doesn't even look like he has his eyes open. He's got a face
Frank
full
doesn't
of
keep his eyes open. It's you know, Facebook. Frank came to Montreal. Oh, he was busy. His daughter's playing soccer. I drove like 40 minutes to go meet him. Very quickly, we exchanged some scarves.
Very nice.
Facebook.
Very nice.
Frank. What a gentleman. Thank you. And I'm going to be giving Presidente and Stevie P his Milan Club Toronto scarf.
Very nice.
I hope you enjoyed. And yes, his daughter did win the championship. And he's like, seeing my daughter go up there and getting that trophy is bigger than any Champions League I've ever seen for Milan. See, that's what
that's
about. That's
a family man right there.
That's a family man right there.
Let me ask you a question. Seeing the yellow kit in person, did you like it? It wasn't bad.
No, Facebook Frank, you know, he's a model. Look at him, right?
The model-esque
figure there. And, you know, great.
Big ups to you and Frank for taking the time and going and meeting up, exchanging stock. That's the first time you've had to meet Facebook Frank, correct?
Face-to-face, first ever time. It was very short, like 5-10 minutes. But
I love it. Frank, good job. Good job, Frank. And you're looking
Frank,
good.
We're
too,
gonna,
Frank, keep it up.
We're gonna come by on Toronto and meet you guys all there. And another shout out to, I know last year wasn't the greatest showings for Milan Club Montreal, but hey, it's Milan Barri. We're at Chicharro's.
People came out. That's good.
People
and
came
Jan,
out.
Jan is off the clock. I love it.
Jan was there, a couple other guys, no, but I'm not part of the club. I don't want to take a picture. But just come. And there was another four or five guys there. But it was great to watch directly from the patio, the terrace, as we call it here in Quebec, outside watching the game.
We had
a good time. And thank you, guys. And hopefully we'll see each other on Saturday, 2:45, against the mighty Cremonese, Fabio. How you been, man? How's your week been? How's it going? Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. Have you reached Gio? Is he still in the
Gio's
summer of Gio mode?
A little under the weather, so we gotta like actually give a little hope. Hopefully, Gio's doing a little better. He told me he was under the weather. I hope he's feeling better, bro, and I hope he's listening. I just want to say something before we move on. Since you mentioned your club. Right, I have to mention my club.
Obviously,
I can't help it. Right, it's a sickness. But guys, if you're around 33rd, New York City, right across the street from the Empire State Building, Legends Bar, the Football Factory, the club is going to be there this Saturday, the first official meetup. But this meet, I wanted to go to Manhattan so bad. I was ready. I couldn't wait to get this season started. And you know what, Vinny, we got to talk about it, man. The Barres is exactly what we needed to start with, buddy. All right, what are your thoughts on the game? Let's get to Barres, because that's what everybody's here for. And we look like a team. Again, there's no glazing. Somebody wrote, time to glaze. Hey, yo, we don't like that, all right? But I'm just saying, when the team performs well, is there a sickness out there, people? Is there a sickness you can't be happy for your team when they actually look okay on the field? Is this what we've come to?
You know, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the way we played. What I enjoyed the most, Fabio, is that going from our history for the last couple of years is that even going up 1-0, 2-0, we didn't take our foot off the pedal. And guys, let's be honest, what chances has Barry had? Maybe two shots on goal, right?
Yeah,
we didn't let them
screamer in the I want to say they like somewhere in the first 20 minutes after we scored. I mean, Mike has to make a full diving stretch. It
100%
definitely gives you a little heart palpitation. And early in the right in the beginning of the game, like literally the first 30 seconds, they find the shot. Thank God it just skips wide. But other than that, those are really their only two chances.
But the difference I felt from, and again, guys, I'm not gonna stand here and lie and go, I'm always gonna have the same energy. It's the first game, right?
Yeah.
What I liked about seeing is that, just like I felt during the preseason games, we don't look lost. Even like, we went up that and we kept attacking, and then it's looking at these players. You know, yes, Leao, then is he hurt? Is he not hurt? But in the end, I just felt that let's be honest, I think this game should have ended 3 or 4 nothing. That's yeah. my personal opinion.
100%.
It is Bari. It is a Serie B team. We didn't give them the chance to get back into the game where we were known in the last couple of years, would it be the Veronas and the Spezias. And it's like, we will let these teams get back into the game, right? And then, yeah, we could talk about the Modric and, you know, the little cameo that he did in the game. But I just felt that we didn't look lost. And I think that's going to be this Allegri effect. And that's going to be my motto of the season. We didn't look lost. How about you, man? What did you think? Or your, you know, it's not like we're doing cartwheels. Oh, my God, we're back. And let's be honest. And your thoughts on this game.
I think I would agree with you, right? We look composed. We look like we have an idea of what we want to do, right? We're playing in a certain way. And truth be told, man, even though it's the first game, you can't get too excited. It at least against a lower team like Bari, which they're, you know, Division B team. If we can successfully take these sort of teams and don't make it into like a whole show of it, that's a good sign, all right? Because maybe against with Fonseca or Conceição, this is a mishmash of the game. We let them score in that first minute. You know what I mean? We immediately play from behind. It's like, this wasn't that. This was a solid performance. We score within 15 minutes. We end up taking an injury, which we got to talk about. But as soon as the second half starts, we get another goal, set the tempo again, and we take control of the game. 2-0 with a team that is functioning, that knows how to play defense finally, or at least has very less brain farts to go upon. But, you know, I saw a lot of solid performances. Maybe guys.
Special
not...
shout out to Bari player Dickman.
That's true.
He's Italian.
I kept saying, Dickman. You got to keep an eye out for the Dickman. He's running all over the place. Got to keep an eye. But when I look at our players, there's some players I can say, okay, it wasn't really a great night, but I kind of like what I'm seeing. Can you imagine if Fofana learns that, like, how to actually score a goal? Like, he had a beautiful
play. He had four shots in the first half. Like, I was freaking out. He took those shots.
It was ridiculous how many shots. But just imagine when we substitute him for a better player, you know, maybe he's not a better player yet, like Jashari. Or Modric in those positions, you got to believe they're going to do much better than Fofana. But again, I like what I'm seeing. Pulisic, a lot of shots, getting the goal finally, but a lot of shots in the first half. Hitting
definitely.
Hitting posts, going wide. Like, all right.
He deserved that goal. He deserved that goal, yeah.
And how about the man who wants to toss everybody's salad? Salad Baker, baby. He's back. Send him on loan no more. The kid played with heart.
Guys,
he played with heart.
Let's be honest. We sent him to Bologna. He was helping that team get into Champions League contention.
Yeah.
We sent him to Roma, did the exact same. Comes back. Allegri sees something in him. And I don't, guys, let's be honest. We never like really shot on Salamakers. Yes, he was bad at times, but other than that Friar Tuck haircut that needs to be changed, a lot of websites, and I believe too, he's my man of the match, Salamakers. Fabio, do you agree?
I don't know about man of the match. I don't know about man of the match. I think I would
boy of the match.
I don't know. Listen, I see Salamakers. He played pretty well. He had a lot of heart. Do I think he's starting caliber of a winning team? You know, I think I have to give him the benefit of the doubt for writing him off and welcoming him back now that clearly he's taken strides in his game to keep these important teams. So maybe he is good enough. Maybe I shouldn't be completely overlooking him, but I would hope they somewhat change a little bit. I mean, he's good. I think Chukwueze is going to eventually be sold. I don't know how we keep him.
Look, the way I look at it is like, we started with a 3-5-2. We've seen then 4-4-3-3. And it just seems like looking at the bench, looking at who's on the pitch, Allegri's figured it out. Well, so far, right? Yeah. Salamakers is a great utility player. And look, if he has to change formations, if somebody gets injured, he's got that versatility. He's got that depth now.
Play the left side as well. You're right, 100%. That's what it's like. You can't write him off anymore. You can't. We could have made fun of him that we had no right wing when we actually figured out how to win a championship. But we sent him away, and he came back like, you need me in my position. I could do multiple things. And he's done them fairly well. Again, a small game like body, we can't go crazy. But these are the type of games that when we get to like the middle of Serie A and you're playing a lower, like a bottom five club, these are the type of games that you better make sure you show up. You better make sure you know how to perform, because this is just a warm-up now. We advance on to another position where now we have to play Lecce next, right? It's another team, again, another
in the Coppa Italia. 24th of September. We have 24th of September on the Wednesday, and then we have Napoli the following Sunday. That's the way I was looking at the schedule. So
I'm going to be on the plane while that game is on. That's not anything.
Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be? Where
I
are
might be in Florida. I'll be coming back to New York. Damn it.
You're going to Florida?
This might be a difference maker. I didn't know it was the 24th. Honestly.
Yeah, no, they announced it today after the last Coppa Italia game. So, guys, in the end, Cremonese this Saturday, 2:45. Whether you're in New York, whether you're in Montreal, whether it be in Toronto, Boston, Toronto. Guys, you know where to go. You go to your local clubs, go support. Guys, it is what it is. I liked the game. You think
Salah's your man of the match?
Honestly, dude, Salah's my man of the match, right? Because I liked what I saw. I'm trying to figure out who's my flop of the match. That's what I'm trying to figure.
That's a good question. I don't think I saw anybody really flop.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
This game.
I
can make a case a little bit just to get annoyed that Leao got hurt, but supposedly it's nothing, so I'm happy. Play 15
Pavlovich,
minutes.
Pavlovich didn't make an impact, maybe. I don't know, Gabia, but it's Pavlovich.
You know what? I'll tell you this. Gabia and Pavlovich, their distribution of the ball, especially Pavlovich, I expect better. I thought he's a better.
Stupinan. Yeah, Marco. Marco's saying Stupinan. How do you pronounce it? Your wife's Latino?
Yeah, Stupinan. That's what I'm going with, all right? Just for the yellow. But again, it's his first game. You know what I mean? I thought he played fairly well. I think he played the whole game as well. So, and he still didn't get himself in trouble. So I kind of like that. So I don't want to hate on him. Honestly, I have a very hard time hating on anybody. There is no flop. They play well. They won 2-0. There's nothing to complain about.
How about Musa? I liked how Musa, he came in with Modric, Jashari, and there's Musa just standing behind. It's like, it's okay.
You just got to get him in, man. Just got to get him in. Somehow, someway. We can't get rid of him. But, yeah, so, I have no flop. I go, no flop. You know what the flop is? I don't want to say it. The fact that you couldn't hear the crowd, the whole environment.
Okay.
Excuse me, not City.
Let's get into it. So there was a press release from the Curva Sud, some members of the Curva Sud, and guys, even myself, that I read Italian, I speak Italian, I still needed to translate the stuff. And you know, there's arguments to be made on both sides. So now what's happened is that a lot of people got banned, whether it be themselves, their families, their kids, whatever the case may be. Banned striscioni, old banners, whatever the case may be. And I've been reading up on this, Fabio, and we're not going to sit here and pretend we know all the insides and outs, and we're just going to interpret this as ourselves, North American Milan fans. And the argument could be made, first, let's get facts straight. This is not Milan's decision. For all you keyboard warriors out there, this is not Cardinali and friends. This is the Milan, Municipio de Milan, and from what happened from the investigation last year, this is the consequences that, and I haven't read about Inter's consequences, but I'm sure they're going to come out. Consequences to the actions of the investigation from last year. A lot of people, and I've been reading up a lot of the comments on these posts, Fabio, and a lot of them are extreme where, yeah, that's right. You mobsters, you gangsters, go to work for a living. What, you can't get tickets for free anymore. The other extreme is, yeah, fuck Cardinale. They're trying to make a hot dog stand, family friendly. No more of this curva. And what I feel bad about are the guys like myself, yourself, anybody in this chat right now, that would be part in the curva during a game, celebrating like the maniacs that we are, the maniacs that we are. But just like everything else in life, it just seems that we have to pay, the masses have to pay for the stupidities of a minority. What do you take from this whole situation and this Curva Sud situation? And I'm sure, guys, Curva Nord is going to come up with something as well. And this whole thing of, what say you, man? What are you taking from all of this?
Now.
Guys, in the comments, this is a discussion, guys. You could be on any side that you guys want to be, right? But let's go with facts. Let's just go with facts. This is not AC Milan saying, fuck you, Curva Sud. The way I understood it is AC Milan being told from the prosecutors and whatever, this is what happened, and these are the consequences to the actions. So, like, Milan seems to want to, we don't want to associate with La Curva Sud anymore. Because back then, whatever the case may be, it's like they accommodated the Curva. Curva Sud is a very big part of the team and the fan base.
Yes. But this is a how do you balance idea. This all? This is stupid all around. The fact that somebody in this ownership do not understand the connection of this fan base and this large group of ultras, that's what they are, that these are our ultras, and they go every game, they're there every time, they travel to away games, they create choreographies, they do all the planning, they do so much. Yes, there's a lot of bad stuff that's come up, like, with that. But you have to understand, look at it like a business. The thing that is the most theatrical part of your fan base, that when people come into your stadium, is your Curva Sud. They are the ones making the noise, singing the songs, creating the environment, the atmosphere.
100%.
How could you not go out and make a deal, find a way, with all the corruption and money that gets thrown around, you couldn't come to some realization that you need this sort of fan base? You need these people constantly coming back. The only part that the objection is the money, right? The now the tickets are more expensive. They're trying to block them even from buying tickets altogether. They're trying to do so many things that I think is just they're not embracing the culture and the fandom that's there. They're trying to look at it, everything in this, like, yes, granted there is some like issues with the government, all this other stuff, but I think overall with this ownership, it doesn't understand what it purchased. So it will never even seem to figure out the culture behind the sport and the environment there in that city, and how losing this sort of fandom in the stadium, providing the environment, to make people want to come. Listen, that game sounded fucking so dead. You can hear more of the body supporters than you could the Milan fans. And countless people complaining that fans in the stadium, this was predominantly, which is ridiculous to say, with like 70,000 people, it was predominantly what seemed like not hardcore Milan fans, people with other jerseys, just people on vacation. Maybe that's the case. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's overblown. But the idea is that you're losing the large majority of the fan base that are the diehards that go every week, that make, they are the biggest club of all the Milan clubs that they follow. They're there. They do all this stuff. How
can
you
find,
eliminate this? You got to find some sort of deal, and it's just embarrassing
middle.
That it's like that.
You need to find a just middle because, you know, I'm reading the comments, would it be Facebook Frank or Timmy, like they had their experiences, even myself. When me and Shane were at, you know, at the San Siro 4 hours before game time, I didn't feel safe, guys. I felt like I was surrounded by criminals. And then you start talking to the guys, it's like, okay, no, I'm good. You know, I feel, where's that just middle where they control, like saying, controlling the parking, the those vendors, the this, the that. I feel that they should have tickets at a lower price because if you're going to fucking travel every single week, I feel that, you know, they should have an open communication with the club. But I feel that this is more of a, you're the Curva Sud, you are supporters of the team, we appreciate you, but you ain't bigger than the club. And unfortunately, for the screw ups of a couple of your members, everybody has to pay. So I don't know how to feel about this. Just because for me, watching a game with La Curva Sud is going to be a bucket list kind of stuff, right? Because I see them, they're crazy and they're going, you know. But there's that other side where I just think, I don't think it's about Fabio. I don't think it's about Milan trying to form a family-friendly environment, and you could go there and get your popcorn and your hot dogs.
Yeah,
and
they should do that, because you know the only way that's going to happen, Vin, is when they build themselves like a North American stadium there, and it'll be a cold day in hell before they finally do that. So maybe one day when they actually build the new stadium, they'll have popcorn and everything else. Otherwise, you're going to have to deal with an old San Siro that needs to go, needs to change. Well, our situation
it needs to
never
change.
I
sincerely support the Curva Sud, like in meaning, like, do not get rid of the Curva Sud, because I think it's very important to keep that key part of calcio. You know, Frank and Timmy seeing that kind of stuff, and guys reading the comments, the love and the passion for the team should not coincide with collecting money from food trucks and merchants and swindling people for extra tickets or getting more money off the tickets. Find a just middle for everybody, because I think it would be a big shame if the Curva Nord, for that matter, right? Because a derby without both Curvas, what the hell would that kind of derby be, right? But yeah. Again, it's just, I feel bad for the Curva members that are hardworking people, right? And I want to, and I'm sure some other stuff is going to come out by the time, hopefully, Steve comes back for next Monday. But if you guys go read the comments of some of these Twitter posts, and you'll see that most of the people, guys, are like on the extreme where like, yeah, fuck you, man. You criminals, go back home. We don't need you. Where me, I'm just like, no, we need the atmosphere. We need that tifoseria, right? But the ones that are taking advantage of the situation,
yeah,
the criminals, and, you know, guys, one of the Curva, no, they killed somebody, guys. They fucking killed somebody. These actions, this investigation cannot go without consequences. So now Milan is being put in a situation where they gotta, you know, this is what we need to do. I don't know.
I just,
Fabio,
think,
your closing thoughts, because we could talk about this for forever.
I just think that they need to figure something out. And, you know, when you weed out the ones that got in trouble, There's other push others to the top of the pile, and you got to have something. You cannot have it the way it was and continue going like this. I mean, again, the Corva is a big part. There's a little criminal thing. You got to weed that shit out, but the rest of it, they should still be able to, you know, put on a show like they do. And maybe the Corva needs to change the new guard, one that's not completely, you know. Oh my God. Look at this guy. The Corva is important, but they also need to get back to
999
and weed out the bad apples in the group. Absolutely, Anthony. Fucking star. Man.
They should adjust it themselves. I like that. They also need to get back to being a supportive group and weed out the bad apples. Hopefully, Anthony, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the support. You know what? Hopefully, because you know what? When people get into these actions and they need to bring back... No, again, Corva Sud needs to stay because we need the tifoseria. If you need to... Get rid of the bad apples. It is what it is, you know. You're thinking about, I'm going to head into the story where Apongi sent us on Patreon, right? And it has to do with fans as well. You know, what do you guys think about the DSN pricing scandal after seeing the 10 euro a month in France after everyone boycotting the DSN subscription? People have power. So from what I've read this, right, guys, France... The French people, they said, fuck you, you're the zone, DSN and prices of 20, 30 euros a month, right? The whole, guys, they boycotted the channel, the subscription, for like a whole year. Ligue 1 had to come out with some sort of like streaming their, like, you know, and now DSN in France all of a sudden is 10 euros. And the guy on the video clip from Italy, you got to pay DSN. You got to pay Sky Sports. But Italy, piracy kills. How much power do the people have, Fabio? Do you think this would actually happen? And you know, there's the discussion. I know we're going to talk about wrestling, but the discussion of some people that, you know, watch online. ESPN now, they have to watch wrestling. They've got to pay $30 a month in the United States if they don't have ESPN on their TV. Here in Canada, if you want to watch my dad, who is 76 years old, right? 78 years old, sorry. That if he managed to work the internet, it would cost him over $80 a month to watch Serie A. Something's wrong. Do you think these kind of things can happen in a country like Canada, United States? Guys, you tell us in the comments. To boycott a whole platform that DZN had no choice because they lost so much subscribers... They put everything back to the Syria.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
At 999 euros a month.
Well,
the power of the people?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's what people are allowed to do. The most effective way to show what you think is with your wallet, according to everybody. So... you just don't subscribe, you know, you find a way. And unfortunately, you know, for them, it might be piracy, but it's going to happen. All right. People are very smart and they'll find a way to be able to view something without paying for it. Or even if they have to pay for it, they pay for it at a fraction of the price. So who am I to sit here and say, no, you can't do it. Adrian, thank you, bro. Another one. No, not thank even a you, comment. Just not a even donation. Just
$2. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Man. That's going towards our 999. No, what's our FUBO? Canada FUBO and DZN combined each other just to screw us even more to make us charge more. But do you think that is the solution to these hiking prices. Guys, let's not forget just soccer. Like, would it be Disney? Would it be this?
Vinny, you're asking too of a philosophy. Like, that's a big question.
France is not a small country, dude.
No, but
France is not a small country.
You know, again, there's no way to stop people from finding a way to broadcast stuff for free or at a lesser price and make money off of it. There's no way of stopping it. They're going to eventually, but unfortunately, like everything, man, this gets into like a bigger conversation. Everything is going higher up. Nothing's going to come down.
Nothing in your life
will be cheaper than what it used to be. It's just never going to happen.
Let me ask you this. And I'm going to ask the guys in the comments. If everything, every subscription that is available out there, the ones that you pay for, were all $9.99 a month, would you break your head?
No, that's no good. I pay $5.99 for Paramount Plus. I don't need it to be more, all right?
So let's go. Yes, American $5.99, Canadian $9.99. But if everything was at that price, would you break your head trying to fucking stream something illegally?
No, because for $5, listen, like I used to say, man, I used to pay $20 a month to buy one CD, right? That's all you guys want. Now I'm spending $15 a month to listen to, like, you know, a whole catalog of a million artists. And is it really, like, any different? No, but I don't have the physical copy anymore. These bastards could cut me off at any minute. But this is, like, the same thing. Now you're paying for your Paramount Plus so you can watch, you know, Serie A because of CBS and the Champions League. This is all for $6, man. For me, that's the best $6 I spend the whole month. But, like, God forbid they put a stupid game on ESPN or something. I have to pay another thing for that. And again, they get you everywhere. This is like it's too big of a question. This is not just, you know, Couch or Milan. This is
something's
like
something's gonna have to blow over, guys, because it's getting too expensive. It doesn't make any sense.
You're gonna just find a way. You're gonna look through the neighbor's window. You're gonna go to the bar. You're gonna go wherever you can watch it that doesn't cost you, you know, a subscription to your debit card. You know what I mean? I pay on spot. Leave me alone.
And then leave it to Vinnie Mancini. Vinnie Mancini. He likes to get us boiling. You know, we had a good performance. We're in a good mood. What does Vinny send us? With a new season about to start and more money being wasted, do you guys think Origi has surpassed Caldara for possibly Milan's worst signing? Caldara at least had injuries that hurt his career. I think Origi takes it. I got no respect for this front of a so-called professional. He's shown he has an awful attitude, cares nothing about the colors, and can give two shits about self-improvement. Vinny Mancini, God bless you after the Milan-Bari good game. The only thing that's on your mind is goddamn Divock Origi. Has he surpassed Caldara, Fabio?
He's my bidone of like the last 5 years.
Hold on. Let's put facts. Salary. Let's put facts.
You tell me the salary Caldara's got
we
paid.
We paid Caldara on paper like close to 40 million. You know what? Facebook Frank, I'm gonna call him Frank GPT. Frank GPT.
King Royale might be worse. King Royale,
because no, he didn't have enough.
We were scammed. Everybody's scamming. We just scammed Flamingo.
God bless Stare, getting us $9 million. Oh, but
God.
Frank GPT, how much was Caldara's deal? What was it? I believe it was 36 to 40 million. Because if that's the case, guys, I'm sorry, Caldara is the biggest flop. Because we spent a month negotiating for $35 million with Jashari. So Facebook Frank is going to go look. He's going to go into his brain.
God,
he's going to let it.
Right. Look, I just Googled it. According to AI, this is the first one. Combined with his salary and other costs, it amounted to over 50 million euros. Oh, my God.
Vinny Mancini, seriously.
Terrible.
You know why he's feeling bitter, Vinny? Because he's in Winnipeg. And you know we're having heat waves. In Winnipeg, it's already winter.
Was $2.2 million for every year he was there. $2.2 million for doing nothing. Nothing, being hurt the whole time. And it cost us $37 million to get him from Juventus.
Vinny, why did you do this for us? Like, why do you got to send us questions like this?
That might be the worst. You know what? But Origi's bad, too, because he was out there like garbage, and we went and bought him. Like, we did not need to do that.
He wasn't bad at Liverpool.
No, no, no. He wasn't good. He wasn't good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, let's put...
Put Tari in the history books
for getting 10 million... No, no, Anthony.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Put him in the history books. You know what, Anthony? I'm going to tell you one thing. Don't put him in the history books for that. Put him in the history books for selling us Lucas Bilia for fucking 25 million or 30 million back in 2000. What was it? Lucas Bilia. That's at Forza Lazio when he got to Milan. Yes, he was part of the... We saw Bonucci for Caldara for 35 and... remember this. Fucking Vinny. Il mercato, it's not like we're Inter, we want Lukman, but they had to go to the African Association of Calcio to try to help him out. Inter doesn't look like they're getting Lukman. Us, bit by bit, we're getting this guy here, we're selling, we're good. But I think this Lukaku injury is going to fuck up a lot of plans for Serie A teams. Fabio supposedly is out for 4 months. They thought 2-4 months. Do you think the Napoli might screw up the... What's his name? Hojlund.
I don't want him.
Why?
Because too much, bro. What do you mean you don't want to come to Milan? You want to sit on the bench of Manchester United? Good luck, bro. Good luck. All right, that's what I say. I don't want that kid. I don't know if I want Susan either. All right, let's keep her out of here.
Okay, so if you have a choice between Susan and
I don't like that Sophie's choice. I don't want either.
You need to put a choice. Put a choice down right now.
No choice. I'd rather the guy from Manchester United because at least he's not as much this year. And if we do like a 1 year loan and just cut bait next year, fuck him. You know, then hopefully we catch lightning in the bottle and we worry about it then. He would be literally Jimenez's backup. And right now, the way it looks like Allegri wants to play is that Jimenez might be Leao's backup. So
if he's playing this 3-5-2, I don't know, man. I don't know. This 3-5-2. So you're saying, okay, so let me go to this, right? So it looks like Okafor
is more serviceable. Who's in Serie A that maybe can cost 15, 20 million. You go make a deal, maybe in his like late 20s, early 30s. Go find somebody who maybe could bag you 7-8 goals. You know, I don't know who, but keep him in the league or keep somebody who's proficient. Like they've been in other leagues and they have a good goal to game ratio. Like find something. Go find me a diamond in the rough, baby. That's what I want. Don't just go buy some bullshit to stop the gap. We need a difference maker. I'd say find somebody that isn't like Jimenez, but can still like change the style that you want to play. Like a valuable piece off the bench. You know what I mean? If we're going to keep Okafor or are we going to sell him? I don't know. It's up in the air with these guys. I'd like to keep Okafor. I think he looks all right, but give him a chance to play.
20 million. You sell him for 20?
Yes.
We bought him for what, guys? 8-9, I think. 20 million, sell them, okay?
But it just adds to all the money we've been making, but we haven't bought any. Like,
you need to get rid of Adli. You need to get rid of Adli. You need to get rid of Bennacer. You need to, who else are we gonna get rid of, guys? In the end, Allegri.
Yeah, that's our problem. Look at this guy, man. We need him to come back.
Look, in the end, if a team with a direttore sportivo and a coach made this decision, who the fuck am I to judge? I don't know. Like, that's what they wanted to go at Lecce. We're going to be playing Lecce in the Coppa Italia. Who would you be surprised that we don't get rid of, Fabio?
I like this one. I like that one, Frank. I wish. I'm sorry. I like that one a lot.
So of all these players that have not been part of the project, who would you be surprised that we don't get rid of?
I'd be surprised if we keep Chukwueze. Honestly, I don't think he's done anything. The price tag is super high still. Remember, Chukwueze was like,
we cost him 35. They cost us 35.
That's true, Musa. We got to get rid of him, but it doesn't look like he's leaving. We're not like,
guys, I wouldn't be surprised.
Other midfielders.
Would you be surprised if we didn't sell Musa? I wouldn't be surprised. Would you be surprised? That's the question.
Maybe. I mean, I expected him to be gone, but now it doesn't look like he, you know.
Guys, I know he's not the best player out there, but Musa, 20, 25 million.
Yeah, you
sell
him.
I'll bubble wrap him myself. You know,
I don't understand how we've gotten to the position where we're like, no, we'll just hold on to him. If people are offering 25, 30 million now and we have to contemplate that shit, you better up his value this year. Otherwise, you just wasted it. Like, all right, Tade's done a bunch of good things, but if he can't evaluate Musa as like, maybe he's only ever going to be worth this amount right now, maybe I should cash and get out of here, you know?
So let me ask you this in return. If Milan really want Hojlund, whatever the fuck his name is, right? Because of this Lukaku injury, is the move getting done in the next 24 hours?
I mean, maybe just doing it. So, I mean, what do you mean? Like him going
just the way, just the way. Let me put this in perspective.
Hurry up again.
Allegri signing, right? I know it was a couple of teams. Remember there was that Conte. Is he staying? Is he not staying? Oh, yeah. Boom, Allegri, done. And that was a big surprise for us because we seem to, in the last couple of years, waiting, let's try, Tarek, give me fucking Allegri, and it was done. I feel that if he's really part of Milan's plans and the player really wants to come, I think it gets done in the next 24, 48 hours. Because if he doesn't come,
yeah,
who do you have? Who's our rotation of strikers, guys?
That's a good question, man. I think we're going to
Jovic. He's not here anymore.
No, I have no idea.
We sold him.
We're going to have to roll with Okafor as being Jimenez's backup and Leal probably being the starter and him playing with Pulisic and have these guys. And then you got Salad. You got, if they don't get rid of Chukwueze will be Pulisic's backup. And they just try to play with that. I think that's what we're going to roll with. We're going to roll with five forwards, and the forwards are Jimenez, Leal, Pulisic, Chukwueze, and Okafor. Those are the five that we have. Those are the five we're going to keep. You can look around. You can say, oh, what about the right side if we're playing Pulisic so far forward? Oh, then you're going to have Salamakis starting, Jimenez backing him up. The problem is that we need like one or two more center backs if you're going to keep playing three center backs. Chow. We bought De Winter, right? De Winter is our fourth center back. Do we need a fifth one as well?
Atakame there. He's a right back.
Yeah, that's right. He's a right back. That's another one. And then are we going to keep Bartosaghi? Obviously, Estupian is supposed to be the starter for the left side. And you got Pavlovic, you got Tomori, you got Gabia, and De Winter. And one of the other guys will probably be the fifth guy.
Playing once a week, man. Playing once a week. This was going to happen. So, guys, it comes down to next Saturday, right? Next Saturday, Cremonese. Then with, hold on a second. Let's take a look here. Signor Fabio. Allora, ci abbiamo il Cremonese. We have what do we have here? We have Lecce, I believe. No, not Lecce. That's in the Coppa Italia. Lecce in the Coppa Italia. Bologna, Udinese, Lecce.
And then...
We do have Lecce on the 29th, Bologna on the 14th of September, because obviously, leave it to Serie A 2 weeks into the Campionato. International break.
That's not Serie A, that's stupid everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Let me make fun of Serie A. Bologna on the 14th of September, Udinese on the 21st, Coppa Italia on the 24th against Lecce. Then you have Milan-Napoli and Milan-Juventus back-to-back for the first game in October. So we shall see what happens from over here. Guys, the Mercato finishes, Fabio, on the... Is it late first? August? Frank GPT. Let us know in the comments. Frank GPT is gonna let us know on that one. But so you were saying that... Who would you be... So you said you wouldn't be surprised? Okay, let me close off with this one. who you think for sure, September 1st, thank you, Frank, who you think for sure is leaving?
I would say if they're going to buy somebody else, it's got to be Chukwueze or Okafor. One or the other. Right now, it seems more Okafor is going to be.
Chukwueze, Adley, Benacer.
Adley's leaving. Benacer, they don't want these guys. I didn't even know they were a part of the equation. I thought it was just implied they're already gone no matter what. They're not going to pull them back up. They're making them play on the Futuro team. They're done with them. They're giving their number away. But it says number has been given to Ricci. That's it. I wouldn't even talk about him, man. When you talk about him, he looked good. Didn't you think he looked pretty good?
Not bad.
How about the wonderful reception Modric got, man? I like this. Granted, look, I know it's not the core of all that other stuff, but the Milan.
He was playing like me. Like doing these little twists and turns, Milan, just like I'm doing on FIFA.
With real, just experience with knowledge of winning mass trophies, like and being a key member of those. Remember, this guy won a Golden Ball. You know, you can get a real good 2 years out of him and hopefully help elevate your club. Hopefully they can do it. I mean, again, I think people with the one time a week, they're really sleeping on the fact that we could stay up there. Do I think we're going to win? That's probably a tough stretch, but we should be in contention.
So I'm going to ask you.
Take me to the 36th, 37th match day, and we're still in contention where, you know, maybe it's not in our hands, it's in the other team's hands, but at least we're fucking fighting, compared to 8th, 9th place, or we look so out of it. We don't know what the hell we're doing. 1 week we play, 2 weeks we have no idea what we're doing.
It's like Jan, this up Jan and put down, me on like the spot. My blood pressure. Jan put me on the spot last week, and I'm going to ask you. You have the choice. Guys, whoever wasn't there last week, answer this. You have the choice between a guaranteed top four and Coppa Italia winner, guaranteed, or battle for the Scudetto. Which one do you
battle
pick?
Battle for the Scudetto all fucking day, Diddy.
That was my answer.
It's not a question. It's not a question. We want the second star. That's the most important thing. All right? If you had to give up one thing, you lean towards the Scudetto. You say, sorry, Coppa Italia. Well, I'll see you next year. You know, we'll see you the Supercoppa. All right? How about that? Like, we don't need to focus on the Coppa Italia unless we suffer deeply into the season where it's clearly obvious we're not fighting for the title. Hopefully that doesn't
happen. You know what this reminds me of? We're talking about Andre Silva. Guys, I'm going to give you one hint of one of the bad signings. How much did we pay for Il Pistolero? 35 million. What was his name? We got him.
Piontek.
We paid a lot for that, man.
We played Andre Silva 37 million, according to this.
Jesus. Piontek, we paid over 30 million. Guys, remember that year with Mirabelli and Fassoni? We spent 220 million and everybody was so excited. Nobody cared about the fucking ownership back then. Ricardo Rodriguez, 20 million. Shoot, let's go. Hakan, how much did we pay Hakan? 18, okay. And everybody thought Kessie was going to be the bad signings. Then we had Andrea, Conti? Andrea Conti from Atalanta that we signed from us. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
He got hurt, too. He had a lot of injuries, too.
The Pistolero. Yeah. Fucking man. Anyway, you know what? This is all on Vinny Mancini because he brought Origi on this conversation. Fabio, any other subjects you want to talk about? If not, let's bring this home.
I just want to mention one thing, right? First, let's go ahead. Big love to Anthony for the super chat.
Yes, thank you, dude.
100%, man. Adrian, put a comment in there or a question, man. And we appreciate the
$2. By the way, thank you to Patreon because, Fabio, can you please display these new headphones that you have purchased?
We don't got to show them the receipts.
We got to say, we don't have to show them the receipt, but we got to tell Patreon, thank you for your support. Yes. And, you know, Fabio needed some new headphones. Vinny go over there. He sent the money. What are those $7,000 headphones you got over there?
No, Amazon $40. Let's not get crazy. They're good enough.
We're nice.
what you're
thank you guys
to
thank you Patreon
thank you Patreon everybody
thank you Patreon
and guys just before my last parting thing I just want to mention please go check out the club all right New York City Club NYC it's the place to be baby the Football Factory is nothing like it the New York City Club is a class act and unlike maybe what the Corv are going to be doing anywhere we will be chanting and singing and having a great environment come through I just had to say it. Thank you, Franco, for this awesome fucking graphic.
I'm gonna shoot you this as a parting shot, our last show, and I'm gonna ask the comment, the peanut gallery, as we like to call them. Guys, Milan Cremonese, Lecce, Bologna, Udinese, Coppa Italia against Lecce, Napoli and Juventus. How many games will it take for Allegri to take off his jacket? I'm asking you.
I think he saves it until he plays Juventus. Then he's going to come out in a nice suit. And at some point, he's going to rip that shit off and throw it off the field. That's what I want to see, baby.
You're saying he's going to go like 8 games? No. He's taking off his jacket.
He's going to be calm. He's going to like what he sees. He's going to have no reason to get upset. But when he sees Juventus on the other side, something, his head is just going to lose it. And he's going to throw that jacket, to fucking unloosen the tie. That's what he's going to do. And honestly, I can't wait. I'm going to have my popcorn ready. I can't wait. You know he's going to make the team get up. But I hope by the time we get to that, we've stacked victories. We look dominant. Like we are having a great season this season. That's what I'm hoping.
I say, second game at home to Lecce. We're going to be at Lecce. He's going to take off his jacket as we go up. Like, we'll have like a positive, and he's still going to take off his jacket. He's going to lose his mind. Conte will throw the toupee. Pancrazio.
There's going to be no reason for Allegri to get upset. If Conte is losing his hair and losing his mind, we're going to be Gucci. He can sit there in his suit. He'll sit in the chair. It's a good job.
You know what?
Let's do that, guys.
You know what? Let's do that for the upcoming season. We're going to have a counter. Games without a jacket being thrown off, we're going to have a counter. Presidente, you make the graphic happen. We're going to see. Me, I'm saying that it's going to happen within the second or third game. Fabio says about that.
I would just say, I pray, please. Camarda, you could have a nice game, but do not cost us the 3 points, my friend. Don't do that. Please, for the love of God.
He ain't going to start. Man. Watch, he ain't going to start. On that note, Fabio, let's go with our closing thoughts. What do you got to say to everybody? And let's take this home.
Well, listen, for me, I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to get too crazy.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Jan, I'd asked us a question. I completely forgot.
What's the question again? I don't remember.
You don't remember? Jan wanted to know.
And that's right.
This is gonna be a good discussion with the guys.
Okay, this is a good one. That's right. Okay. I forgot. Sorry, Jan.
My question for tonight. People have coming over, we're making zucchini flowers. What an Italian man. We had 2 pitchers of beer yesterday, me and him. Good for him. Is PSG the bad guy or the smartest club in the world? Dealing with Gigio has been perfect. Hope more clubs treat players who do this the same way. Also, it appears Napoli's in the hole. Okay, so from what we've read, the contract is coming up. Since January, they're negotiating. He's asking for XYZ. They're offering ABC. And you know what? Fuck you. We're going with somebody else. Now, is PSG one of the smart, because they don't want to be caught a la Mbappe. They want to be caught a la Milan with Donnarumma. Donnarumma, again, am I saying he's that kind of person? Look at the way he left Milan with a team that brought him up to stardom, right? Is PSG being smart, a team that has money galore? What do you say? What say you, man? Do you think they did good on this?
I think they did what was best for them. And how can we blame the team when you see Donnarumma's done this twice now? where he gets to the final year of his contract and he gets the team to a certain level, playing really well, obviously the highest level, winning the Champions League. And now it's because it's the final year, the contract negotiations just completely fall apart to the point where he's basically been pushed out of the team. I believe he's going to where, Manchester City? I don't even remember.
He went from Milan to there, making $10 million a year, supposedly.
He deserves it. He's always chasing money. You know what? If he was smart, he would have just got a deal done with PSG before they even finished the Champions League. He's been there for, what, 4 years, 5 years, whatever the hell it's been now. And he just won a Champions League. He's won league titles with them. What more does he expect? Now he wants to chase even more money, be the highest paid guy. Like, again, I just don't understand why you'd rock the boat to this point. Like, if the team is so, like, against it, have them sell you. How do they just basically push you out? They just would rather eat that last bunch of money on your last year.
I think there's a lot more to the story. Like, you know, I'm not going to listen to the victimizing of Gigi. You know, they push it. No. In the end, I feel that he came up with, this is what I want. The team performed. Am I saying that they would have performed without him? Probably, you know, but this is a team now. And you've seen it because they had superstars in the past. For once, they don't have all these big superstars and they were able to perform. And Gigi, PSG said, what? No, we ain't going to lose you for free. How much money did they leave Mbappe on the floor, right? I'm going to go with...
They're still having United looking at him, which would make sense. United's goalkeeper stinks. Chelsea, which I thought their goalkeeper was all
right. He's going to Premiership.
And then Inter. Inter supposedly shown interest in him. But again, he wants a lot of money. They got to make a deal. It's just so surprising
but in the
that
end,
they're pushing him out like this.
Fabio, in the end, what's
but
the...
He deserves it.
What's the common denominator in there? The last name Raiola. No, the last name Raiola. Because how many players do you see them do stuff like this? Right? So they want to follow it? By all means, that's your decision. Do what you're going to do. You want to go for money? No problem. But don't come out and cry victim. Come on and say, we couldn't reach an agreement. Unfortunately, I gotta walk out and see my, you know. Oh, man. Anyways, but yeah, sorry, Jan, we completely forgot you. But go ahead, close us off, Fabio from Long Island.
Guys, thank you everybody for watching. Let's do it, Vinny. Avunque e sempre.
Forza Milan, guys. Till next Monday, and Milan Cremonese in New York, in Montreal, in Toronto, in Boston, in Philly. Avunque sempre, Forza Milan, guys. Ciao.